Dictation for Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A, Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, October 2752. Address as a letter, Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, consultation, Mrs. Foster. Prior bariatric surgery, 20 years back. Baseline weight around 170. Over the last few years, there has been progressive weight loss. New steady state now at 143. Back in August 2022, coronavirus infection, poor oral intake, diarrhea, developed acute renal failure, admitted to the hospital for a few days, no dialysis needed, some electrolyte abnormalities. Another episode of hospital admission around December, January 2023. Poor oral intake, creatinine high, around 4, did not require dialysis. Patient takes lisinopril HCTC. Blood pressure runs at home low. She says that her appetite is okay. She, however, eats small meals since husband passing away 2 years ago. Denies present vomiting, dysphagia, soft stools, which is baseline without any bleeding or melena. Good urine output, no recent infection, cloudiness, or blood. Back in August, treated for E. coli. I believe also UTI in December, January. Chronic back pain, but denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, no radiation. Denies edema, claudication symptoms. There is fatigue, but no chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no oxygen, no inhalers, no sleep apnea, no orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, pressure medications, lisinopril, HCTC, Zoloft, Trazodone for insomnia, recently taking iron over the counter. Next paragraph, past medical history, bariatric surgery, denies diabetes, not even thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, heart problems, denies chronic liver disease, denies gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries, bariatric ruin wine, foot reconstruction, reconstruction of the right foot from an accident, right side total knee replacement, hysterectomy including tubes and ovaries for benign condition, gallbladder, appendix, umbilical hernia repair, cataract surgery bilateral, prior colonoscopies, a breast biopsy benign, next paragraph, no reported allergies, next paragraph, no smoking, minor alcohol in the past, no smoking, prior daily alcohol intake beer, but discontinued a few years back. Next paragraph, father with kidney stones, urinary tract infection, but no dialysis. Next paragraph, reduced cysting as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 143, 62 inches tall, blood pressure 80 over 60 on the right, 86, 58 on the left. No respiratory distress, alert to dentist 93, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, normal eye movements. No gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no palpable lymph nodes, respiratory cardiovascular appears normal, no ascites, masses, tenderness, no palpable liver spleen, prior right-sided total knee replacement, chronic edema from prior foot surgery, 1-2+ on the right, none on the left, no gross neurological deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, January 18, that will be 2 weeks after release from the hospital, creatinine down to 1.27 for a GFR of 45. That will be a stage 3 if this is a steady state. A normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 22, a normal calcium, magnesium, protein creatinine ratio 0.14, which still is considered normal, no blood clotting in the urine, anemia around 11.2, consistently over time, platelets are questioned low, although there is a statement that the platelets are clumping, so this is artificially low. I reviewed discharge summaries from August and December, January. There is also a CAT scan from August. No contrast. Kidneys looks normal, no obstruction. No stones, no masses, no reported urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient with two episodes of acute kidney injury at the time of intercurrent hypovolemia, poor oral intake, coronavirus, UTI, did not require dialysis, recover, appears to have a new steady state 1.2. We'll see what the next chemistry shows. She has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure is running low, significant weight loss, recently exacerbated by grieving from husband passing away. I'm going to decrease the lisinopril HCTC to half the dose, monitor blood pressure, might be able to stop it altogether. No activity in the urine to suggest, no activity in the urine, blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. No evidence of anatomical abnormalities of kidney, ureter or bladder. Will follow over time, hopefully off medications. She's avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. All issues discussed at length, enter dictation,